Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Warning. The following program may not be suitable for children.
Hold on to your butts.
As the sun sets over Slabtown, in the shadows of the Fremont Bridge, a club comes to life where you can let your freak flag fly.
There's a new fiesta in the making as we speak. Full kegs. Everybody's gonna be there. You ought to go.
The only thing that's off limits are the words you can't say thanks to the FCC.
They don't know what the f*** they're doing. Do you understand that?
We've given away too much to arrive at these political compromises. Yeah, now.
Google me, bitch.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, my.
Caravans. I think I came up with that name, but somebody did.
Who the hell knows? Who the hell cares?
I was hot as a pistol. Sort of like a hot guy.
Got a lot of friends. They're fat. Nothing bad can happen. It can only good
we
happen.
We apologize.
You really.
That's a big deal. Thank you very much.
For the club, baby, on 105.1 and 1080, The Fan.
Let's get the hell out of here.
It's called baseball in particular. Sports.
What the hell is going on?
We're gonna stop. Make America great again. Let's start punching kids in the face.
Someone has to stop me over here.
You're on a roll.
Gamers to Japan. Here's the story.
Yeah, Trump loves Japan, too. Let's go.
Yeah, they're nominated.
Do you understand that?
Nobel Peace Prize.
It's called rain. Comes down from heaven.
He wants that sucker.
The Kardashians are back in the news. They never really leave the news.
No. It really is a great talent that they have.
Yeah.
I really like their Spanx. Wearing some right now. Feels great. Or is it Skims that they have, right?
That's Kim.
Yeah.
You know, they have separate products. You know, you can't just say the Kardashians have some. No, no, no. They compete with one another. You've got Kim and you've got Kourtney, I think.
I think one of them, Kylie.
Kylie.
She has like $1 billion yes. like cosmetics line.
Yes. And she's like 12 years old.
Yeah. Yeah. Skims is the shapewear, which they just took Spanx and were like,
exactly.
We're going to do the exact same thing, except we'll put Kim's big, up tops up there. And then they like. Is now the greatest thing in the world.
Did you see the... So I've got two new items that they have put out that have made me... I'm now convinced that they are simply doing bits and trolling and seeing the most ridiculous things that they can sell.
The Michael Jordan Hitler stash of female.
So the first thing is... have you seen Kim K's new thong? Did you see any of this?
No, but I feel like I should investigate
okay.
this.
So it's called... Let me tell you what it's called.
Okay.
It's called The Ultimate Bush.
It's amazing the way I don't hear any applause for that.
Excuse me?
The Ultimate Bush?
Yes, and it is a skin-colored thong where the part that covers the hoo-ha...
Mm-hmm.
No. ...is as... It's pubic hair. It looks... So you look naked. It's like a merkin. You look naked with
the ultimate bush.
Pubes.
Is this for like a Halloween costume?
No, I'm telling you, they're selling these things, and it's a bit. It's gotta be.
Oh, I know. They're selling blonde, black, brown, yes, look red
at the,
hair.
Look at the colors.
Yes, they got every piece.
There's
of
different
spectrum.
Shapes.
My God, man.
That's Kim's new thing.
The ultimate bush?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Look at
any woman.
How about that?
Or man, whatever floats your boat, that buys this, stop it, please.
I can't get over it. Look, I, for one, think this is the greatest thing to ever happen. This may be the only thing the Kardashians have ever done. I think it's great.
This almost reminds me of Truck Nuts. Like, it's along those lines.
I like that they're selling liberation. What?
Yeah.
How is this liberating? Couldn't you just grow? Like, you know, couldn't you just grow your own?
It's a lingerie collection from Skims, which yeah. Kim started.
Yeah.
Which is basically just Spanx, like you said.
Yeah.
And it features thongs adorned with faux pubic hair. Launched in October of 2025, the product, formerly called the Faux Hair Micro String Thong, is a $32 G-string that sold out quickly after its release.
Why?
Just the best thing ever.
Kardashian said the collection was inspired by 70s Bush, and the designs were created to be humorous. Dude, they're doing bits. Are you ready for the next product?
It can't get any better than the ultimate bush.
It's Courtney's product.
Okay.
So she has a supplement brand, okay. Apparently.
Sure.
And she's the kind of bitchy sister who is married to Scott.
She's the... okay. Sorry.
Scott Disick. Scott Disick.
I thought she was the one that lived under the bridge. OJ's daughter. No, the other one.
So the Kardashian star supplement brand recently launched its newest product, called the Lemmy Purr Probiotic Lollipops.
No.
Infused with vitamin C, pineapple, and the SNZ 1969 probiotics to promote vaginal health.
So we're selling vagina gummies?
They've copied Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop. That's what they're doing.
Yes.
Are they
lollipops.
Are they shaped like vaginas?
No, they're shaped like lollipops.
So you're supposed to suck on them or put them into something else?
Yeah, right here.
No, you're supposed to suck on them.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. For ultimate vaginal health. Now, what happens if I take it? Can I?
Well,
can I suck on the?
It's a good question.
What does it do for me?
I don't know.
I mean,
promote your vaginal health, I guess.
There's pineapple extract.
I mean. I don't need that in a lollipop. Says, I could just go get that.
It says to sweeten the deal.
Oh, I know what this. Oh,
yeah.
Yeah, it's for flavor.
You know what? Then yes, it would help us too. So right. Guys, let's all grab these.
Grab yourself a jeez. What are they? The vagina pops?
Well, they're a vagina lollipop.
They're
calling them the Lemmy Purr Probiotic Lollipops. Fans love them.
I, for one, am on board with all of this. Good for you, Kardashians.
So what they're saying is this will make your vagine smell better.
Top shelf.
Like pineapples.
I mean, dudes, tell me, are they doing bits?
They're doing bits.
Well, you're supposed to eat fruit to improve the essence down there, but I've never seen somebody put it in a pineapple.
I mean, this is...
Yeah, I mean...
God.
What's next? I can't wait to see what's next. I'm actually on board with this.
I know. Dude, I think the ultimate bush is amazing. Now, Christmas is coming up. Do I dare buy the BTJ a pack of ultimate bush?
I think you should. They're a little pricey, but I think you should.
What was it for?
$32 for one.
Oh, man. Can I buy just one, or does that seem cheap?
What color are you going to get?
I think we go with something. We got to go something off the board, right? I think you got to go like blonde.
Go with the granny.
Is there a silver?
There's a silver.
There's a silver cotton candy?
They got a silver fox.
I think that's the way to go then. Just the look on her face when she opens that's amazing. In front of the kids? Oh, yeah. 100%. I'm buying.
Yeah, that's worth it just for the look on the kid's face when she pulls it out of there.
Just for the look alone. And by the way, I need that to not be in the package. I think that needs to be opened and then like... You know, that needs to be loose. like, you know, you just like loose, like bouncing around like ping pong balls. That just has to be pulled out and held up. Why don't you hold that up for the crowd there, honey? Show them what I got you. What better way to say I love you, dude, than with the gift of Bush?
And by the way,
it's amazing.
I got to say something about these. It is very 70s Bush.
Yeah.
And it's it's kind of disgusting.
Wow.
It is.
Oh, look at you.
Some of Bush these, shaming.
Some of these, look at I you, am yeah, Bush, you're shaming. Bush shaming. Some of these look really unkempt.
Nah.
And it's not good.
That's what the 70s is about. That
I know.
Freedom.
But I don't like it. Mm.
Dude, it's not about you, Rob.
I know.
Ladies rocking armpit hair in the 70s, man.
I know, man.
Hey, that's coming back, man. It's Portland. I see
it. Oh, that was back when I was in school.
No, it's a thing.
No, they have. Yeah, it's a thing.
There were cheerleaders at my high school that did not shave. I'm like, what? Okay, you know that everybody sees those. Okay.
Hey, man. It's I mean, there's about, a reason. It's not about you, Schulte.
No, it's not.
It's not about me, and it's not about Schulte.
Oh.
There's a reason we evolved into maybe a little, you know, a little upkeep. You know what I'm saying?
I don't know. It is. Look, I am not saying that I am all natural. I do find that a little bit weird. But it is strange when you consider the fact that we come one way, and for whatever reason, we have decided that none of that is okay. It is a little. It is a little strange.
I don't find it strange.
What if your wife came to you and said, Rob,
let's get the hell out
we
of here.
We need you.
Me?
Yeah, like a Ken doll. Right?
Yeah.
And yet,
I'm with you on that.
And yet collectively, we as men over the last 40 years have gotten together and we're like, we'd like you to look like a toddler. That is a little weird.
No.
It's a little weird.
No.
Yes.
No. All I'm saying is just a little trim.
Then it wouldn't be the ultimate.
It doesn't need to be hanging out the sides.
It wouldn't be the ultimate Bush
it's
now,
gross.
Would it?
Gross.
Hey, I shaved down there. Everybody should. Let's go.
Hey, let's see it, Schulte.
No, we're not.
Schulte talking about. I think
we're
throw
not.
Throw it. Show it on YouTube.
No.
What was it? Sprague. Sprague did an endorsement for a Bush trimmer once, and I believe the line was something. You can ask him. I believe the one. I was listening one day, and he goes, "Hey, I trimmed my pubes this morning. It was great." And I was like, "That is the greatest endorsement of all time." For like a lawn, you know, I forget one of those.
Manscaped,
whatever. Yeah,
probably.
Yeah,
Sprague's like lawn care.
Yeah, like it's called like the lawn.
Yeah, they
something.
Call it the lawnmower for your or whatever the hell. Fun name.
Yeah,
is.
Sprague was like, shave my pubes. It was awesome.
Well, there's nothing wrong with that. You got to keep it clean.
Come on.
She doesn't want to sort through all that.
Now you
just
cut
got
yourself.
The ultimate. I'm buying you the ultimate Bush now. I'm getting. I want. Do they make those in men? You know, Skims has an entire men's line here.
Yeah, I've got a pair of Skims underwear, actually.
What?
Look at Schulte.
You understand that?
Bringing the Skims heat.
I can't remember what costume it was for Halloween a year or two ago, but we were wearing a lot of white, so Halloween. I needed white underpants. And those were the ones she bought?
Boy, never wear white underpants, by the way. That's just, you're just asking for problems.
No kidding.
Well, white's a dicey color at best, but for anything. But, man, you go white underwear. I'll tell you right now, if you're a man that wears white underwear, you have way more confidence than I do. I just, that's, dude, you're one bad burrito away from having problems.
Better band name, Ultimate Bush or Vagina Pops?
Ultimate Bush.
Yeah.
If you told me Ultimate Bush was playing tonight at the Roseland, I'm going right now. Who are you going to see tonight? Ultimate Bush. Let's go. And then you walk on stage, and what are they wearing? Ultimate Bush.
Yeah, that'd be great for Kim's brand.
Except I'm looking here and it's sold out. I can't.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's sold out. God. I'm on the Skims website right now, which, by the way, my God, that's expensive stuff.
Yep. How much?
Oh, 30 to 40 at the minimum, probably.
For the Skims?
Yeah. For men's
Spanx?
Yeah, like a pair of boxers is probably like $40.
Wait, but they're designed to, like,
suck everything in? But for like a woman's, like, looks like a one piece that's like sucks everything in, dude, it's $90.
Well, that's kind of standard.
Remember the old corsets?
Yeah.
Ooh. They had to squeeze into?
Mm-hmm.
And that was unbelievable.
Yeah, I don't, it's just, the idea of what women have to do versus what men have to do, I feel for them. That's a rough go. But I'm trying to order the Ultimate Bush, and Yeah, they won't let me.
Somebody said skedaddle. You know the word skedaddle?
I'm on the thong section right now, and I have several varieties, but no Ultimate Bush.
Everything's computer.
I can get a micro thongs 5-pack for $60, but it's hairless.
Well, I kind of can't wait to see what they come up with next.
Yeah. Where do you go? Is there? Well, I'm not going to say. The only thing you could do is something maybe on the backside of things. Like a little foxtail or something.
Oh, nice boy. Like butt. Like she could do like a butt.
Yeah, you got to do something in the back, you know.
What do they call it? The Brazilian butt lift. She could do like a.
I think they already have those.
No, I know, but I just mean like her version would be like a butt, something you put on your butt your Spanx, and so it makes your butt look fuller.
Yeah, they have like they have underwear now that like lifts and separates, and they have leggings like that. See people in the gym wearing them, and the amount of stuff that girls wear in the gym now that's just like normal gym-like clothing, it's, you're like, whoa. It's decided.
What do you mean?
Well, it's like, you would know it if you see it. They wear leggings, but like the leggings have like a, it's like a V that goes down the back and it kind of separates everything. And it just, and they're kind of, it's a lot.
Sounds hot. It's just hot. Yeah.
It's just weird that like that has become like, I'm going to the gym and I'm going to put that on.
But don't look at me.
No, that's true.
Right.
If you look at it, you're a sex criminal.
Yep. Okay. Let's get out of here. Let's skedaddle.
You know the word skedaddle? I mean skedaddle.
I'm disappointed that I'm not able to. What kind of world are we living in when a man's trying to buy an Ultimate Bush and he can't?
Would you go through this botched chopper rescue for $450,000?
Let's talk about it.
We'll get to that coming up next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Blue Jays leading the Dodgers 3-1, top five.
Soon to be Isaac Robb's Blue Jays, who will flip-flop so very fast.
They kind of already are.
I was going to say, I could see you already being like, you know what? These Blue Jays are pretty scrappy.
I like them.
I do like the baby blues.
Although, I got to say, you know, all that walking of Shohei Ohtani.
Yeah, pissed you off.
Well, do you realize he is, since they stopped walking him intentionally, he is 0-for-5 with 3 strikeouts? Proving my point.
Yes.
Just pitch him better.
Yes.
Which they have.
So you've now forgiven the Blue Jays, and now you're back on board.
I have forgiven. I actually give them credit for not continuing with that strategy.
Because they said they were going to.
Yeah, they did, and that's bullsh. Yeah. So they've stopped that.
7-9 bull.
Shohei continues to do nothing, therefore, yes, I am back with your Blue Jays. And I have just jinxed them, because everything I say jinxes the team I'm talking about.
Good for you. By the way, you know, yesterday we were talking about the that bitch Melissa making landfall in Jamaica.
Did you see some of the vids?
Yeah, it didn't look that bad initially. Well, they were showing some of the aerial stuff. Yeah,
it's horrible.
It's that bad.
It crushed
Jamaica. Was it Kingstown? Is just gone. Because originally when they were showing the stuff, like it making landfall, it didn't look like that bad. And there were people on the ground, like tourists, that were like, eh, you know.
Well, it takes time for the vids to get out, you know. Yeah.
But yeah, it's the video of it now, there are entire cities that are just wiped off the map.
Yeah, Kingston.
Yeah, the stuff is it's bad. Also, follow up. You remember the three donkeys that dressed up in the outfits and then harassed that lady, threatening to break into her house and kill her in the Halloween masks?
No,
you didn't. Oh, you may have been gone.
Was this?
This might have been while you were gone. It was. I think it might have even been in Missouri. Those ninnies in Missouri. I'll have to look and see where it was. But there was a video. It was viral. It was really scary. Three people dressed up in like Halloween masks and went to this lady's house and for 10 minutes were banging on her door and telling her they were going to kill her, come out, or we're coming in.
Yikes.
And it was all caught on Ring camera. She calls the cops. Really scary stuff. She ended up calling, I think, her son, and the son came over with a gun. But they had already left, and it was a big thing. It made, like, Good Morning America, all the stuff. They were looking for these three, and the police were taking it very seriously. It was her relatives. It was her sister and her nephews.
Are you kidding?
No. No. And so they were like, the police were pissed. But they said, no one wants to press charges. Yeah, the sister was in the car, drove her kids, who were, like, 16, drove her to her sister's house.
Do you think... Should she have recognized that?
Well, they were all in masks.
Well, I know, but you hear their voices.
You look at the video. It's pretty scary, and she was freaked the hell out.
You know what that reminds me of? Have you watched The Perfect Neighbor yet?
Yeah, I've seen that, but there's
different ones?
There's different ones.
Okay, the newest one is about this old lady named Susan,
mm-hmm.
who shot, I don't know where they were. I think it was, oh, no, it was in Florida, because it was a Stand Your Ground type mm-hmm. of thing. That reminds me of Crazy Susan, who was crazy and racist.
Sounds about right.
Who shot her black neighbor. But it's actually worth, I will say, it's worth a watch. The newest Perfect Neighbor, it's on Netflix.
Yeah, it's a series that
they
do.
It's a series, but it's a very basic, it's just a basic show. Like there's not, it's all, the whole show, at least the one that I watched,
mm-hmm.
about this woman, is from police body cam footage. The whole show.
Huh.
So they basically just have released all the footage so that you can piece together the timeline of how it all went down and what ended up happening. I won't spoil it for you.
All right.
But it reminds me of that.
Yeah. Yeah, so this one was just... it was in Virginia. It was in Alexandria, Virginia. And yeah, you should see the video. It's... For a single lady at home, it is scary stuff. It's right out of that movie, The Strangers, where they just, they're at her door, like knocking, saying, we're coming in, we're going to kill you, get out here right now.
Oh, and I see it.
Dude, it is freaky stuff.
So they're all teenagers.
Yeah, but you don't know, because like I said, they're all...
They're related to her.
Yes.
Ooh, that is freaky.
Right?
God.
Yeah, and the dumbass, the lady's sister was the one that drove them to the house, and they said she was sitting there with like in the car watching this, filming it. They said it was a hilarious prank. And what the police...
They're lucky they didn't get shot.
Well, and that's the thing. So the lady called her son, who was an adult, and the son was on his way over with a gun. The police is like, dude, you... They said the same thing. They're like, had they shown up with a gun, that guy would have been well within his rights. Because they were threatening to kill her. Like, ha ha, hilarious.
That's not a joke.
No.
Yeah, when you make those threats, it goes to whatever the intent is. You cannot say stuff like that.
Yeah. You imagine if you get a call and from your mom saying, there are three people in masks threatening to come in the house and kill me. You're like, all right, I'm coming. And you show up and you see those people and they're literally kicking in the door. Dude, you're showing up and you're opening fire. Dude, one of those dumbass kids is lucky they didn't take a bullet to the head.
So the follow-up is that we found out that they were family members?
Family members.
Jeez, that's nuts.
All family members, quote, pulling a hilarious Halloween prank.
And the lack of wanting to press charges. Once again, the cops, there should be no choice here. It's like, no, this is egregious. Well, they are family.
These people are crazy. There's something wrong with them.
I mean, you have, I just, the amount of stupidity that exists in the world is just never ending. Like, who thinks that that is hilarious to do? Hey, your aunt is home by herself. I got an idea.
Well, and how old is she? They literally could have scared her to death.
Let's go threaten to kill. And I guess it's one thing if you're there and you're like, you're banging on a window or whatever, but I'm going to kill you. Come out or we're coming in. You're going to die. Ha ha ha. Hilarious. I was, when I first even saw that video, I'm like, how do you know that the person behind the door doesn't have a shotgun? Like, you're really lucky. That, I guess maybe if you know, when you know that she's kind of a scaredy cat and doesn't like guns or whatever, but dude, that's a bold move nowadays, trying to kick in someone's front door saying that you're going to kill them. Those are my two follow-ups. I just saw both of those follow-ups today.
Primetime follow-ups.
Primetime follow-up.
Love a good follow-up. I'm still looking for a drop.
I mean, it's no ultimate bush, but...
I've missed my window, but I can't find it. I hate that. It was the enormity of their stupidity is overwhelming. I can't find it. You know that drop?
I do know that drop.
Where's
that
drop?
That's Herzog. That's Warren Herzog.
Yeah, Warren Herzog. Thank you.
Who, by the way, just has one of the great voices of all time.
All right. We got to do another segment of radio for you guys, and it's going to be great.
Oh, it's going to be so good.
And it's next.
We're
going to
radio the hell out of it.
Here is Schultzy.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Follow and listen to Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I was going to do a botched helicopter rescue story for you, but I'll save that.
Okay.
I wanted to give you another primetime follow-up, and that is the macaw monkeys.
Oh, yeah.
In Mississippi.
Yeah, my one rogue STD-riddled monkey who I was rooting for.
Oh, no.
Night of the Monkey. Again, I think if an animal escapes, that animal should get to live out the rest of his life free as can be.
Infecting everybody that he wants?
Yeah, well, dude, it's nothing bad. So someone gets the herp. Chances are, if you're encountering a herpes-infested monkey, you've got it anyways. And it likes, I think it's like 70% of adults have it anyways. I'll be fine.
Yeah, herp's coming.
Exactly.
As of 2:30 today, they say they don't know how many monkeys are on the loose.
Oh, see, I thought yesterday it was just a monkey.
There's a lot of misinformation with this story. The Clarion Ledger reached out to the Jasper County Sheriff's Office for updated information, but was referred to the Mississippi Department of Wildlife, Fisheries, and Parks. Mm. In a call to them, they were told that they're only assisting, and information would need to be obtained from the Sheriff's Office.
Passing the bug.
Dude, yeah.
No,
so they're pointing fingers at that, at the wildlife people, and the wildlife people are like, no, you call the Sheriff's Office.
How much funner would it be in downtown if you knew that as you're wandering around, you may encounter a angry, aggressive, STD-riddled monkey? I'm sorry. Put some more whimsy in your downtown life. I think in every entertainment district, you should just have three. I didn't give it time. That's just running around. Everyone's drunk, looking for that 2 a.m. Falafel, and now you just got to deal with some angry monkey roaming the streets.
It's a monkey.
Dude, that's awesome. Just some bro out there getting his ear ripped off.
They are now saying that these monkeys can survive in Mississippi because the climate is similar to where they live in the wild.
Perfect.
woodland, grasslands, mountainous regions
yeah.
of Mississippi.
I just let them be.
And they're also refuting the report that they have herp and COVID and all the... of course.
So they're just angry, aggressive monkeys. They're not STD riddled. Is that what they're saying?
And where did that info come from if it's wrong?
What do they have? I mean, obviously, we were infecting them with something. They were research monkeys.
Remember, the Tulane people said, there are no... We don't have research monkeys infected with these horrible diseases.
Can we get better reporters out there, please?
No, it's true. This is why I wanted to bring it up. It's like, nobody knows what the hell's going on, and there are these monkeys all over Mississippi.
Well, I want to believe that the STD-riddled monkeys are out in force and now roaming the badlands of Mississippi. And let's be honest, are you making Tupelo, Mississippi any worse than it already is? No. So just let the monkeys have their way. Dude, I think we need more wild animals in cities. I think it'd be great. Just cruising around.
The other thing is, they have found... So they don't know how many are out there.
Yeah.
But they have found some, and they killed them.
Yeah, what does that tell you about the monkeys? It says that they've got... You're not just going around killing monkeys for no reason.
Well, but they're...
The monkeys have...
The other... The Tulane people are saying, no, you don't need to kill them. They don't have anything. But they're like, oh, we think they have the COVID.
You know what? I need to go find...
So they shot them.
I need to go find Hustle Bitch. You remember that conspiracy guy online? Hustle Bitch will get to the bottom of this. This is what he does. And he'll make some sort of outlandish claim. I love this. This is my favorite story.
Yeah, they were mistakenly told that they were a danger. And so they shot the monkeys. They shot five of them.
Just out there clipping monkeys?
Yes.
What if you got caught in monkey crossfire? You're just out stumbling around, you're having a nice night, and you catch one in the leg because a cop is trying to shoot a monkey?
Yeah, I get a good lawsuit.
Do you know where they got the information that the monkeys had those diseases?
Oh, tell me.
The driver of the truck.
See, what? So the reporters talked to the driver.
Yeah, and well, the sheriff's office. That's where they got that information.
So just a random... The truck driver's like, look, I don't know much, but I do know these monkeys
In between
COVID.
Puffs of a cigarette, he's like, yeah, I think they have COVID. So you probably ought to take them out.
Tulane says they don't. The driver says they do.
Hey, yes! I for one believe the driver. Science is a liar sometimes. Actually, I believe the truck driver.
I think I do too. Yeah. What reason does he have to lie?
Well, he doesn't know.
The truck driver did his own. He listened to Joe Rogan and then he did his own research and he has concluded that indeed these monkeys had COVID. And or the clap and possibly herp. I think that's where we're going.
Tulane said they belonged to another entity and they were just being transported. They were never exposed to any infectious diseases. Mm. But the old boy in the truck.
Yep.
Round him up and shoot him.
Something wrong with him.
I'm going to give you the herp.
Yeah. You can't trust.
I think I caught the herp from one of them. I was just doing kid stuff.
Maybe that's what he told his wife. Like his... He came home and he had the clap and he had to explain it away to his wife and he's like, well, honey, funniest thing is I was hauling these monkeys and there was a crash. Next thing I know, one of these monkeys bit me and now I got a touch of the herp and possibly some other STDs. But it wasn't me and it certainly wasn't the whores. No, it was clearly the monkeys. So yeah, I like it. You know, that's a pretty smart way to cover your tracks. You know, if you have to crash a semi and let some monkeys go, I mean, which, you know, your wife gonna question? It made national news.
Yeah, it's only slightly less believable than I caught it from a toilet seat, honey. Come on.
All right, let's take a break. I'm told we have a hard out.
Oh, do we?
I don't know. There's people are saying, but
some people.
I'm not sure.
Are we going inside the ducks or are
actually?
We
what are we doing?
What are we doing?
No, I was wrong. We are on a bye week, so no, we are going to ESPN.
So no hard out. You want bonus big soup tonight, guys?
You want some more monkey disease, plague of madness, wackos everywhere?
All right, we'll wrap it up next on the Fan.
More hot monkey news.
You do? You have more hot monkey news?
Oh no, not really. I just enjoy monkey news.
God, I hope not.
I did see something like a week ago where I think it was in Jersey or New York where the police were getting flooded with tips of like wild monkeys running loose. But it turned out it was just someone was creating AI videos of like monkeys running around and then like people were falling for it. Huh. So, yeah, the police had to take people were sending like photos and the police were like, oh, my God. So they were sending out like animal control, but no one could find like any of the monkeys. And it turned out it was just AI like video.
God.
Which is kind of, you know, you think about that. Like, you could generate an AI video, and like if it was in your neighborhood, you're like, oh my.
But shouldn't they vet that before they actually go out and.
Well, I mean, how do you. If you get a bunch of phone calls about something terrorizing a neighborhood, and you're like, well, there's video of it, I'm assuming you show up to investigate it.
Yeah, you don't confirm whether it's real first. If there's multiple calls.
Yeah. But if they say there's a bunch of monkeys running around in New Jersey.
Apparently it's happening in Mississippi. Why can't it happen in New Jersey?
I guess that's true. Like, do the cops or the sheriff's department or whomever, dispatch, do they ever not believe who is on the other end?
I would assume, but I think you almost have to.
You kind of have to follow
up. You kind of have to follow up on it. I don't think you can just be like, I think you're full of it.
You didn't kill anyone, you idiot.
Right?
I'm assuming there's obvious ones, like there's three alligators on my doorstep, but there's weird ones.
Do people prank call that kind of place?
They do, but that's a crime.
Yeah.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, you can't be doing that.
But, I mean, it is just kind of, I don't know how scary, like, monkeys are in a neighborhood, but I'm guessing the cops didn't go out. I'm guessing it was just, like, animal control in some places is part of the police force.
The monkey people.
I think monkeys can F with you. I think they are pretty scary.
Well, I mean, like, if you had a cougar sighting or, like, a black bear or whatever, how easy would it be to take, in your neighborhood, someone generates an AI video of a cougar roaming in your front yard? I'm guessing you would call someone. You wouldn't just be like, oh, hey, honey, be on the lookout when you and Molly Two Poops go on a walk. There's a video of a cougar in our front yard. I'm guessing you probably call someone.
Molly Tengies.
Oh, excuse me.
Thank
Molly
you.
Tengies.
No, I just get out my shotgun. Vigilante justice.
Two of them start blasting.
I'll get it in.
Call your neighbor. Isn't he a gun-toting sort of fella?
I got some bad news.
Oh, what happened?
Yeah. I don't have neighbors anymore.
Oh. They move or?
No.
What? Something happened?
Look, I don't want to report.
You're being all.
Well, I just.
Pass away?
Yeah, I just don't want to report. I got to be careful. Mm. I don't want to report people's business.
Demise?
Yeah, but, you know, I'm going to have, it's just not, you know, look, it's not a great year on our street. Mm. We've got a lot of problems on our street.
So what you're saying is if someone's looking to move next to you, there could be an opportunity. There could be an opening.
I was just talking to Rob about moving to the neighborhood, so there you go.
There you go, Schulte, jump on it.
It's entirely possible that the house next door to us goes up for sale soon.
Yeah.
But I don't know.
Dude, those happen in my neighborhood like every other day.
Well, I'm just sad because I knew him.
Again,
he was my guy.
Welcome to my neighborhood. At least once a week, I see the estate sale, and I'm like, oh, I know what happened there.
Well, no, so a lot of times they're just moving into an old folks' home.
No. People are dropping in my neighborhood left and right. But you know, you're amongst the old. And by the way, like when you see some of them, you're like waiting. You're like, that's, you know. There's a couple in the neighborhood that I see on a regular basis that, let's just say that the estate sale is a floating engagement on my calendar. I'm just moving that around because it's going to happen sooner than later. Some of them are really nice, though. Very nice. It's just, you know, it's what old people do, man.
I'm the strongest farmer guy that there's ever been.
Although there is one in particular that when he goes, I will be sad. The napper. He takes naps on his walker. I thought he was dead at least.
He just hunches over.
3-4 times. Well, he's got a little chair. Have you seen the walkers with the chairs?
Oh, yeah. Well, you're not. Yeah. You have to have one of those these days.
So, and he cruises the neighborhood, and then he just stops, seemingly whenever he gets tired, and he takes naps. And for a while, I was really concerned because he looks dead because he slumps over, and he just. And he's there for a while. Like, I've left the house and, like, gone to the gym and come back, and he's still there. And I've thought about going over and doing, like, the, you know, breaking out my poking stick. But he's just up. And I've talked to him a couple times. He's always in good spirits. He's an old Navy guy. And one of these days, I'm terrified that I'm going to see him out in front of my house, and I'm going to be like, oh, he's fine. And then, like, 8 hours later, I'm going to be like, I don't think he's fine.
Yeah.
And then I'm going to have to call someone and, you know, someone's got to.
Well, yeah, but that's what they're for. There are services for that.
Yeah.
They'll. But dispose again, of the body.
Again, that will be an awkward conversation when I call and I'm like, hey, this is going to sound weird, but I think there's a dead guy in front of my house.
What if they come out and then they all the paramedics walk up to you and they pull out a stick and poke him?
Dude.
Super, ask what model it is.
Hey, can I? Yeah, is that like mine? Can I?
Well, my poking stick
is... that the Series 8000?
I have an old... it's a... You know what's the paint rollers? I have an extendable paint roll handle. That's my poker. When I need to poke something in the backyard, I go to that. So I'm assuming if I saw the old guy and I was wondering, I think I would go to that. Although maybe with the guy, maybe I have to get personal and use a hand. Hmm. Maybe a nudge.
Would you check his pulse?
No.
Just a poke.
Just a poke.
Oh, I'm hurt.
I'll know.
All right, everybody, have a great night. We're out of here. But guess what? We're back tomorrow. Yeah. 3-7 on the Fanken night.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you have a dark curiosity? Heart Starts Pounding, Horrors, Hauntings, and Mysteries is a weekly podcast hosted by me, Kaylin Moore. Each week, I'll take you on a dark journey through terrifying true urban legends, bizarre true crime cases, chilling tales of backwoods horror, and more. So if you're looking to join a passionate community of the darkly curious, check out Heart Starts Pounding on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. And remember, stay curious.